Hello, here's Uwe Ball.
Hey, welcome to Uwe Boll Raw USA. We're doing a short show today.
Yes.
Bill Barr is trying to sell his book pretty hard in the news media right now. Trump criticized him last night. Now Bill Barr suddenly is like, Trump is a bad man. So what do you have to say about that?
It's interesting because yesterday I read that huge article about Roger Stone, where people followed
Oh.
him with a camera for it looks like almost a year. And he also had a scene like on the phone after the riots, like, we have to impeach him, fucking piece of shit, whatever. Interesting, like you have the feeling a lot of people throw Trump under the bus if they feel they're not getting anything out of him anymore.
Well, let's put context there. I was reading that Roger Stone was pissed that Jared Kushner, like Roger Stone, had amassed some kind of list of people that he wanted pardoned that included members of the Colombo crime family. And which is fucking crazy. And then, Kushner said, fuck you. And then he said, we're gonna hurt Kushner. We're gonna hurt him real bad and give him a message, and next time we'll kill him. And the person who was on the documentary was insisting that he say it's a joke, but Roger Stone's like, it's not a joke, it's not a joke. So yeah.
No, I know. He had a long list, and I think he had people also ready to pay money for it and stuff like this. The main question is how crooks like this can even survive in politics so long. But Trump is the same, right? But I just read that the New York State Attorney will not do a trial against the Trump family for their taxes, whatever the tax invasion they did in New York or the bankruptcies and everything. So there will be nothing. And so it looks like if they don't trial him for the January 6th for like treason, then he gets away free and without a lawsuit. What will energize him? And then he will collect more money and then he will go out and try to be the candidate again for the Republican Party. And a lot of people still have fear. A lot of people are scared. So of him, you know, that if he goes against you and flips completely out against you, that you don't win your elections, basically, you know.
Yeah,
So
he's the self-appointed kingmaker, where anybody that he touches gets contaminated by his politics and his user base, you know what I mean?
yeah, totally. It's crazy. And I just read also like 1 second ago, basically, that Zelensky, the president from Ukraine, is willing to maybe give up the two Russian provinces, the
Oh.
Donbas and the other one. So he signaled that, you know. But is that not exactly that what we said 1 week ago? Like what we said, like, look, you need to make a deal as fast as possible, as later he makes a deal when he's already basically circled by Russian troops in his presidential palace and everything else is under Russian control. So why Putin should take that deal?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is the thing. It's like they circle in Kiev. All the experts say it's a question now of 6 to 7 days, you know, and so your cards are getting worse and worse by the minute. So I don't know. I mean, I read also articles where they said the Ukrainian like partisan army could actually win against the Russians if they do it like what happened in Afghanistan, you know, where the Taliban won against the Russians and the Russians retreated at one point.
Yeah, everybody's seen Rambo 3, right?
Yes. So, you know, and that is the thing. It's like, I mean, I just think about the human beings. I think about their life, and I don't want to be like hiding in a sewer somewhere to do a partisan war for 3 years or 4 years. I mean, it's just like I'm just thinking more like a what like a spoiled brat maybe, but I think it just doesn't make any sense not to make a deal as fast as possible. And
Right.
as we
It's the
said,
people
the
are
crim
suffering, you know, it's the people who
yes.
end up paying.
Yeah, it's 1.6 million already streamed into Poland and they will stream into Europe. I think all that people are never planned to migrate. So they want to go back. And if you wait longer and longer, all their houses are gone, the infrastructure is gone. And to then go back to into the Ukraine brings you in a catastrophic situation. I mean, it would be way better. They make a deal now where whatever, 5 to 10% of the infrastructure is destroyed, not more right now. So, you know, and they should just call it a day and say, look, you keep that territories, we accepting the Crimea. And as Putin said, there will be not enough, right? So Putin will say, okay, but I'm almost winning now here. So he will say, oh, you guarantee, or I want to guarantee that there is no more other countries getting into the NATO. You know, and that will be maybe a deal breaker, but the Ukrainians cannot guarantee that. That can only the NATO guarantee. But the Ukrainians could say, we will be not part of the NATO. We guarantee that, but you also have to guarantee a pact that you never attack us again. You know, that both deals are off the moment somebody breaks this word or this contract. I mean, as we said, it's a loss-loss situation, but I feel that there is of course now slowly getting the situation gets desperate for the Ukrainians, and as more desperate it gets, as less they will get, you know. So
No, this
yeah.
needs to be, this is happening very fast, and you know, every day there's something new. So this is gonna, one way or the other, this is gonna wrap itself up, like you say, and probably by the end of the month, I'm gonna guess. So let's hope for the best for the people. And I don't know, I'm getting kind of, I'm upset about the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, but everybody's saying fuck the Russians and shit. Let's just chill out. I mean, it feels like we're back in 1985 with the weird Russian xenophobia right now. I'm not digging it.
No, and a lot of Russians, it's not their fault what's happening now. It's their
Yeah.
leader who made that decision, and you cannot throw people under the bus. They play whatever. They migrated. I mean, there are millions of Russians worldwide in all countries as migrants. As I said, from my son, the two best friends are both from Russia, but they are half Russian, half German. They speak perfectly German and stuff like this, right? And I will, of course, not. Be now not so nice anymore to the parents or something. I mean, that is totally idiotic. It would be completely idiotic to now blame any Russian basically for this what happens. There's only one person to blame for it. It's Putin. And as the people say also, a lot of people in Russia around the government had no clue that that will happen. Zero. They got not informed about it. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Now we have to
It's reckless. That's what it fucking is, you know? But
totally, yeah.
anyway,
But it's,
let's
I mean,
move on. Let's move on to something else. What do you say?
yeah. I'm watching Euphoria, the second season on HBO, the one the
Yeah,
TV
you know,
show.
I've seen things about this show being like the most popular. Can you tell us what the fuck that show's about, please? I don't
I mean,
understand.
it's yeah. They said it's on HBO. Has only Game of Thrones had better ratings in comparison to Euphoria. The crazy thing is
So
that
what is
it's a no. It's like young people in a little town, in a college town or whatever, and they are extremely druggies, transvestites, or transitioning, and it's very violent. Like, you know, like one girl who is. Transitioning and so a pervert guy from the internet fucks her in the ass in a motel room, and then it turns out he is the father from the biggest football star, but the biggest football star of this town is also a completely pervert. I mean, It's tough to explain the story. It's a drama, and it's a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And it's created, directed, written by Sam Levinson, who played in my movie Stoic, one of the prisoners.
Okay.
He's the son from Barry Levinson, and he made a big career with that show because he got that girl from Spider-Man, Soraya. Or whatever, so that the
Yes,
girlfriend from the
the one that I was okay, now it makes sense. I was the other day, I even made an episode. I was like, why is there a Zendaya wax museum statue? Because I barely even know who this is, but I guess it's because I just don't have Netflix or HBO and I'm out of it. I need to get back in with like what's popular. So yeah, Zendaya apparently is a big star now. I was
Look,
completely wrong.
she was also the female star in Dune.
I knew that. But in Dune, she was not in it so much. She's supposed to be the main star of part two. In part one, she was like a background player. But she's going to be in part two as like a bigger character. So I'm curious to see, how
But
she.
I cannot take her. This is my problem is when I watch then Spider-Man, I cannot take her. I don't believe her the part because she plays that innocent girlfriend there, like the geeky girlfriend. And then you see Euphoria, and she's a full-on drug addicted lunatic.
Okay, yeah, because that's the thing is that I see her as Spider-Man first, and you see her from Euphoria first. So if you were to go to Spider-Man, you'd be like, what the fuck, Peter Parker? What are you doing?
And
I'll check this
nobody
out.
but
This sounds like a good show.
yeah, it's very, very. I mean, NC-17. It's like you see penises, vaginas. The opening of the second, the opening of the second season is a woman with a gun comes out of a car and goes in a strip club. And in the strip club, she walks by and you see really strippers, full shaved pussy. Like you see the pussy. And then she comes in a room where her husband, who owns the strip club, gets a blowjob, and she shoots him in both legs. And then she walks out and leaves him. That is the beginning of the second season. So, and you see his penis, like in big, big wide shots when she shoots his legs, the penis is still erected. So, I mean, if I can imagine that a lot of people, I mean, this kind of stuff, if I would put that in one of my films, they would like give it an X rating.
Gosh.
They would not
Look at what
allow.
happened with Postal and fucking the penis and that. People went crazy.
But there was it in a funny way.
I
You
know
know,
it wasn't a
not in a
fucking
sexual
boner.
way. It was just a
Yeah.
funny way, and people lost their shit about it. But this is like a totally different dimension. And I read an article about it where they wrote a lot of complaints filed to the unions about the shooting, because they did like 16 to 18 hour days, and the extras didn't have like porta potties, like they didn't have like toilets. They didn't have enough food, stuff like this. So there were a lot of complaints. And I would say if you're an extra and you're 18 hours on set, don't complain. Just pocket the money. You just made 500 or 600 bucks for that day. You know,
Yeah.
after 8 hours, you get 50% more. After 12 hours, you get double.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of extras, I think a show like this is the perfect way to make shitloads of money. The main actors, they all said they don't mind that the days are so long because they like it that they have so much shooting time and enough time to stage things properly and to make it proper.
And if you're an extra on a set for a movie, when you go to the craft services table, it's not going to be like fucking going to a four course dinner, like
No, exactly. It's craft service, or then it's just a catering thing. And I mean, it's a very good show. I like it. Of course, a totally different thing. I'm watching also the new season of Curb the Enthusiasm right now with Larry David. That is more like that light entertainment, the same like a Netflix, the Steve Carell thing with the Space Force or whatever the name is. Space. I
Yeah,
don't have
I
the
know
name.
what you're talking about,
Yeah,
Space
yeah.
Force.
So yeah, and that is easy stuff, good stuff to watch to relax, you know, to not like lose your last nerves on everything. And
I don't know. What I do is I just watch a lot of old movies from the 80s and the 90s, like, and I think that's very relaxing for some reason.
yes. I also like when Walter zips into like whatever Kevin Home Alone or whatever, right? So I always enjoy that films too. I mean, or older Tom Hanks films. It's like they bring me more in an optimistic state of mind,
Yeah.
and I really like this. You know that it's I mean, I had, like we talked about the anxiety thing, it's way better now, it's way let's say on the retreat, you know. But I was thinking, actually, maybe you even know stuff about, you know, the CBT oil or whatever, like the hemp oil,
Yeah.
not the marijuana. Is
Yeah.
that working, that stuff?
Well, I would just say, I got a medical marijuana license because the CBD is just bullshit, I think. I think
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't get you high or anything. It doesn't make your body feel any different. But then the point is not to get high. The point is, like, for example, I have this cream that has THC in it,
Yeah.
and I have problems with like my back and skeletal things,
Yeah.
nerve things. And this cream is the only cream that it doesn't make me high, but it stimulates the red blood cells around the area to relieve the pain, to stop inflammation, and you can really feel it working. It's great. So there's
Yeah.
all different types of things. I would recommend if you have the option to get a medical marijuana license, try it, because it's not like smoking a joint. Like, we're so used to the flower for we're so used to rolling a joint and smoking it. There's so many different ways that you can take it now. They have pills, they have creams, they have vapes, and they have it's all legal. And you never want to buy anything like that from the street, because in this day and age, it's all fucking laced with crazy shit. Everyone's dying from fentanyl. I would never fuck with hard drugs ever. Because
No.
my dad used to be an addict when I was growing up, so I learned the hard way that shit's no good. So,
No,
but
but I want to get up from the I take that like a small, not a lot of thing, but the antidepressiva, right?
yeah, no,
So,
so do I.
yeah, but
I
only
think.
for my sleep. So before my sleep, I take mitropatzan or whatever the name is, and I thought that I maybe get off this, that I can stop taking this in taking this oil, right? So it's like drops, but I
No, I don't think that that's a re replacement for it,
that will
honestly.
not work, right? So
No.
yeah.
Because I recently went on some kind of antidepressant, and it's helped me a lot. So I would say, there's no shame in taking something that makes you chemically balanced, because we're getting older, and from all the shit we've put in our bodies, all the chemicals, all the toxins, alcohol, various other factors that we've had throughout our lifetimes. We've got to think that at some point, maybe some sort of chemical has become less. And all that this does is create balance and peace within ourselves so that we can focus, and we don't like worry about things that don't actually matter. Because I found that before I was worrying about shit, and it was consuming my time, and it was stuff that doesn't fucking
Wait
matter.
one second here. There's my phone ringing. Wait one second. Hello? Hello? No, you can get
I'm done. I got a phone call, so I'm going to talk over it. I'm going to
it? It
edit this
doesn't
out.
matter. Don't get it because I'm doing a podcast with Gary. Okay. Get
Okay,
it.
bye.
Okay, bye. The good news is now I have 10 more minutes and we can actually do a little more as we do, because I was supposed to pick. Walter,
Yeah.
but I think it's an important theme. Look, the reality is that when
You
you
stay on the meds, basically, is what I'm saying. It's going to work. It will work. If it's working, keep it up. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that is also what the doctor told me. He said when I told him about the CBD oil, whatever, he said that it's just he said that it's peanuts and it will not replace anything.
Nope.
He said, and he told me I'm taking a very low dose, right? 7.5 milligram. And so it's very low, but it's enough to put me to sleep. In a way that I don't, because I had the anxiety coming up when it was bedtime, right? I can go through my days totally normal. I feel it a little, but not like that I need anything for it. But we all know they're staying also 24 hours in your body. It's like not like they're wearing off so fast. But I needed something to calm down, in a way to sleep also better. And so I will keep that, I will keep taking this then for now, another few months, and see how it all develops. I mean, right now with the Ukraine crisis, it's the wrong time to stop
To
taking
stop.
it.
Yeah, bad
Yeah.
time, dude.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. So I had that idea with that oil, but
But you
it's.
know, it has more than just, it has a half-life, I'm sure, that lasts throughout the day. You may not even be aware of it because that stuff stays in your system for like a full
Yes,
24
that's what he
hours.
said. It's 24/7. So he said, like, you if you take it in the morning time, then the specific medicament I get will make me a little tired. And that he said, so take it when you actually want to sleep, and then you use it, and then it, but it will be still in your body the whole next day till the evening till you take the next one. So and his experience is 3 months at least. You need to take this. So he
Yeah.
said, like, it doesn't really, it brings your brain to a, in a way, exactly what you said. There's something missing in your brain. And that is covering it up in a way that you function completely and you are not having anxieties or depression and you
Yeah.
feel way better. And he said, and then after 3 months or 6 months, whatever is better, you can slowly slide it out and see how it works. And he said, if it doesn't work, you need to take it again. You know,
Yeah, you
so
know, it's like I'm on the very lowest dose too of an antidepressant slash anxiety reducer, and you know, I think it's done a lot of great things because I, like you, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would be extremely fucking anything that was bothering me, I would be
yeah.
super pissed about in the middle of the night, and I would probably be my most livid, and I would write fucking really pissed off emails and shit. I would just be an asshole. And it sucks. Like, I was interrupting my sleep. I was tired during the day, and it was making me a fucking dick. So I feel better. You know, I feel much better now.
That is good because it's also like in my case, it's similar. I started sleeping and I waked up and then I couldn't sleep it. Like, between like whatever, I waked up at 2, I waked up at 3, and I couldn't sleep then for 1.5, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Exactly like you. Then everything went through my head. Boom,
Yeah.
boom, boom, boom. And stress came up. And you feel like you twist and turn and twist and turn. And then when I'm out again, I'd get up. You know, like when you're like, oh, finally you think you're in deep sleep, and then like the hell breaks out at home and I have to get up. And so that is the worst, you know, like to not get good sleep or no sleep or whatever, that is the, I think, one of the worst things what can happen.
Well, then you have kids on top of it, and you have to have energy for that. I can't even imagine how I would function.
Yeah, that is the thing. You have to. That
Yeah.
is, I drive Walter to school in the morning, and I get up. He gets up like around 6:40, and I get up same time. You know, so now when you roll in your bed and it's 5 a.m. and you still not sleeping, then you think
Yeah.
like, oh my fucking God! In like 1.5 hours, everything is over.
Yeah, and then everybody asks me why I'm fucking so tired, and then they just think I'm being a dick for just being a dick's sake. Like, it's not me. So I think that these pills have helped stabilize a lot of things, like my mood and my sleep schedule, and I just feel more like a fucking human being again, you know?
No, totally. And by the way, so on Friday and Saturday, I'm shooting here with a friend of mine who did the making of to my new film,
For him
a
now.
like a film seminar.
All
So,
right.
and if that works, and we will start selling that and putting it online in Germany, then I will do the same thing in English, and you
Yeah.
can launch it in the US. So we want to do. I think 4 or 5 episodes, each like 30 minutes long,
Great.
where I explain filmmaking from
Yeah.
scratch. Like from scratch, including that, of course, I give a lot of experience and whatever anecdotes from my films. But at the same time, it's something you can, and he will do the graphics. He will do like a lot of computer stuff with it, where you see like the scanned scripts, a budget, stuff like this.
Okay.
And you know, so that it's really like something you can then order on Amazon. You can have a physically DVD of it, but normally it's just online, and you just sign up, and then
Yeah.
you can watch it. And I think that is a good idea. He convinced me to do it. I'm looking forward to tape that. We do
It
that
is
the
a
whole
great
Friday.
idea. Yeah, no, I bought one of those once from Masterclass. I bought the Kevin Spacey acting classes, and he teaches acting classes with a group. And the class would like go forward, and they would give improvisation, and he would explain, they would critique each other's improv, and then he would explain what he felt they were doing wrong. A lot of the times it was like people just were too self-conscious and they weren't flowing. It was pretty interesting way to learn more about being a more natural actor. But yeah, those programs are beneficial, and I think yours would be very interesting. So that's a great idea.
You know, and I felt like, why not? It's like 2 days like hard work for me because we shoot a lot of stuff, but then he has a lot of work to do. And but we could not shoot in 2 days everything in German and English. So we just do the German one. And if it sells good, he can do all the like the graphics and everything in English himself, and then he drives back here, and then we just shoot 2 days, 2 more days in English, and then we do it there. So I felt it's why not? It's a good idea, and
Test the waters and see what kind of response you get, and then we'll take it from there. That sounds great.
exactly. You know, if you sell 2 of them, forget it. But if you sell 200 of them, why not doing it in English?
Well, let's remember when I bought the Kevin Spacey thing, it was fucking over $100, you know, so
Yeah, I mean, we want to charge, I think,
not that much.
something like $30 or $40.
That's a good price. That's a good deal.
Yeah, you know that it's not too expensive. I don't have the star power of Kevin Spacey, but I also didn't rape so many people like him. So, and from this point of view, so you know, I think that is a fair price, and it's also for me kind of interesting to go back to the basics, you
Yeah.
know, to go back and actually structure filmmaking for people. They want to do it, but they never did it. And I think that that could be actually very helpful even for me again. So indirectly, I go back to film school. You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah, this would be a great way to remotivate yourself and motivate other people into the world of filmmaking. That's really viable. Great idea.
Okay, I think so our half an hour we did, I think for
Okay.
today that is enough.
So everybody, thanks for tuning in to Uwe Boll Raw USA. Uwe Boll's on Twitter. You can reach him at UweBoll7. I'm on Twitter as GaryAuto0. We will see you next time. Please share this show on your social media feeds. Take care, guys.
Okay, bye, bye bye.
My ball hammer hand was able to take my life. I have a hard head at all, I've never been very sick. I have no Lyme disease. I've never even been able to Lyme disease actually. I've been can follow the archery everywhere else. But I hope I get it and we can continue. You and I make a great podcast on the positive or the fun of life. You find it? And only my ball hammer hand was able to take my luck. I have a hard head at all, I've never been very sick. I have no Lyme disease. I've never even been able to have Lyme disease actually. I've never been follow the laboratory everywhere else. But I hope I get it and we can continue. You and I make a great podcast on the positive or the fun of life. You find it?